From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Former Federal Bureau of Investigation Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been fired. President Trump applauded it on Twitter. He has been criticizing the FBI for alleged political bias. McCabe was thrust into controversy just days before the 2016 presidential election, and when it was disclosed that his wife, a political candidate, took campaign donations from a political action committee controlled by a friend of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. In response to Britain's decision to expel 23 Russian diplomats, Russia is following suit by expelling 23 British diplomats. Britain made the move in response to the poisoning of a former spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter, Yulia, who were found unconscious on a park bench in the English town of Salisbury. British Prime Minister Theresa May says now Britain is considering its next move.
But Russia's response doesn't change the facts of the matter. The attempted assassination of two people on British soil, for which there is no alternative conclusion other than that the Russian state was culpable.
Both the Skripals remain in critical condition. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho and Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven met briefly in Stockholm Friday, and Swedish UN Ambassador Olof Skog says it's to help build momentum for a broader agenda.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now, and if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
The talks in Stockholm continue Saturday after they were initially scheduled to end on Friday. That's according to a source with knowledge of the current situation there. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin was in high spirits as he took the stage in Crimea, addressing an ultra-patriotic concert rally marking the fourth anniversary of the internationally unrecognized referendum intended to legitimize Russia's annexation of the Black Sea Peninsula. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says the violence in eastern Ghouta and Afrin could be avoided if all parties would honor the UN peace resolution.
It need not to be this way. Negotiations in Douma in the last few days do show that there is a way to create the conditions to advance the implementation of your resolution 2401.
Thousands have fled eastern Ghouta in recent days to escape the fighting. Through one of Australia's most successful Aboriginal mentoring projects called the Australia Indigenous Mentoring Experience, South African and Ugandan students will soon benefit from its methods. As Phil Mercer reports for VOA, university students give their time for free to teach and guide Indigenous high school pupils between the ages of 12 and 18. And these youngsters, in turn, are given time to visit university campuses to attend workshops. They can stay in the system for their entire high school careers.
Indigenous groups say that education is the greatest single weapon to overcome disadvantage. But despite the concerted efforts of state and federal authorities, charities and other welfare groups, educational inequality persists. Disadvantage is entrenched, and while improvements in educational achievements are being made, many Indigenous students do poorly at school. About 60% of Aboriginal children are already well behind their non-Indigenous counterparts when they start school at the age of five. Australia's original inhabitants make up about 3% of the national population, but suffer disproportionately high rates of poverty, unemployment and imprisonment. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
The Syrian Britain-based Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday that more than 150,000 people have been displaced in Afrin since Wednesday. Turkish warplanes and artillery are reported to have struck the town of Afrin overnight. The UN Secretary General said Friday he is deeply concerned about Syrians fleeing in a mass exodus from both the enclaves of eastern Ghouta and Afrin. President Donald Trump signed legislation encouraging the U.S. to send senior officials to Taiwan to meet their counterparts and vice versa, angering China, which views Taiwan as a wayward province. The White House says that the bill is non-binding, but it would have gone into effect today anyway, even if Mr. Trump had not signed it. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.